This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Amy was talking about home remodels and older people doing it. We are going to go down to McAllen, Texas now to talk about first-time home buyers because the median home price there is about $136,000. That's $85,000 or so less than the national figure. But the politics of President Trump's wall and also McAllen's proximity to one of Mexico's most dangerous cities, Reynosa, makes the real estate scene in McAllen a little bit different. For the latest in our series, Business at the Border, Marketplace's Andy Euler set out to get a sense of the McAllen housing market.
So we redo the floors. Yeah,
we'll Luis Lopez is checking out this yellow three-bedroom, two-story house about 15 miles north of downtown McAllen.
My budget, I want a place in like 150s, 160s. And this one's 135. But he needs a lot of work.
Lopez has lived in the area for 23 years, helps his parents run a catering business. He rents a place right now, but feels ready to buy.
And it will be about the same amount of money, so I'd rather spend it on a mortgage than being paying someone else rent.
The 1,500-square-foot place Lopez is checking out today is listed under the median home value in McAllen of about $140,000. It's that kind of affordability that brought real estate investor Amira Khalifa back to her hometown about 3 years ago. She and her husband were living 5 hours north in Austin, where the median home price is above $350,000.
We loved Austin, but moving back here, I mean, the cost of living is so much cheaper.
They bought a 1,700-square-foot place in McAllen for $125,000. That's $71 a square foot. She was paying more than twice that in Austin. Khalifa says McAllen's affordability really hit home the other day when she was doing her taxes. She was comparing her tax bill from her house in Austin, which she still owns, with the one in McAllen. And then
literally, I messaged my husband, it's like five times cheaper to live in McAllen than it is Austin.
Maybe a bit of hyperbole, but property taxes in McAllen are lower than Austin, which means the city's public schools get less funding. That hasn't stopped McAllen from becoming a bit of a boomtown. The population is surging, and sales of existing homes in February were up 8% over last year, bucking the national trend. Some of those who have moved to McAllen, they're affluent Mexicans who fled drug-related violence across the border. Ben Ruiz is a sociologist at the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley.
There's a lot of money invested here by people from Monterrey and from Reynosa, whomever can afford it.
Especially those Mexicans with cash. It can be a bit tricky for Mexican citizens trying to land a mortgage. Maria Gonzalez found that out recently when she borrowed money to build a house in North McAllen. Now, she's a U.S. citizen, but she got financial help from her two brothers, who are both Mexican citizens. She says that threw a wrench into the process.
They're going to ask you a lot more, like a down payment, a huge down payment. It's a lot harder.
And buying a house takes longer for Mexicans, more paperwork, more financial scrutiny. McAllen realtor Ronnie Ontiveros thinks it's not just the hassle. She says Mexicans are starting to find the city less inviting as political tensions rise.
Border wall issues, they don't feel as welcome. And we had a lot more Mexican nationals that used to come and buy homes here. But within the last couple of years, that's declined.
At least that's what she's seeing with her clients. She says there will always be Mexicans who want to move to McAllen, though, as long as violence south of the Rio Grande River remains a big problem. In McAllen, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.